Welcome to From Vision to Business, your roadmap to success, a podcast offering the tools, strategies, and insights you need to succeed. Whether you're starting from scratch or ready to level up, each episode delivers valuable advice to help you overcome challenges and build a business that works. Your host, Mira Jefferson, brings 25 plus years of business experience as an entrepreneurial consultant and is here to guide you. Your journey to success begins now.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to From Vision to Business Roadmap. I'm Mira Jefferson, and today we're diving into a topic that every entrepreneur needs to think about, and that is how to recession-proof your business. Economic downturns are a part of the business cycle, and while we can't control when they happen, we can prepare for them. Whether you're just starting out or have been in business for years, building resilience is key to surviving tough times and coming out stronger. Today, I'm going to share practical ways to sustain your business through uncertainty. First, I want to talk about strengthening your cash flow. Cash flow is the lifeblood of any business, but during a downturn, it becomes even more critical. Here are some ways to protect yours. Number one, cut unnecessary expenses. Sit down, take a hard look at your budget. Are there subscriptions, tools, or services you're paying for, but not really using? Trim the fat. In my case, I have a lot of streaming subscriptions. Like, everybody thinks they need Netflix, but sometimes I'll get on Netflix and I'll be like, there's really nothing to watch. And if you find yourself saying that over and over and over again about your streaming service or any other service that you use or that you have been paying for, it might be time to get rid of it. Number two, build an emergency fund. Aim to set aside at least 3 to 6 months worth of business expenses. Even small contributions add up over time. Number three, improve your invoicing process. Get paid faster by tightening up your payment terms, offering incentives for early payments, or even using automated invoicing tools. Next, let's talk about diversifying your revenue streams. One of the best ways to safeguard your business is to have multiple income streams. Ask yourself these questions. Can I create a digital product or service to complement what I already have to offer? Can I introduce a subscription or retainer model for recurring income? Can I serve a new audience or expand into a different market? The more ways your business can bring in revenue, the less vulnerable you'll be when sudden changes happen. Next, let's talk about prioritizing customer relationships. When money gets tight, people become more selective about what they spend and where they spend it. What's your best defense? Strengthen your relationship with your existing customers. How do you do that? Here's one way. Focus on customer service. Make sure your clients feel valued. A loyal customer is more likely to stick with you through hard times. And this doesn't have to be hard. You know, maybe send out cards to your existing customers and letting them know how much you appreciate them for their patronage. That goes a very long way. Another way is offer flexible solutions. If possible, provide payment plans or special deals to keep your services accessible to paying customers. And lastly, stay top of mind. And how do we do that? How do we stay top of mind to our existing clients? One way is by keep engaging with your audience through email, social media, and personalized outreach. And I mentioned that before with sending postcards, but I've seen that social media is a big way. I have a chiropractor who I see every so often, and he's always on social media, And that keeps him the top of my mind, because when I'm not thinking about it, next thing you know, when I'm on social media, I'll see his post pop up. So if you're not comfortable with social media, go ahead and try it out. You know, you don't have to be perfect at it, but just get in front of your clients to stay top of mind to them. Another way is to adapt and stay agile. Businesses that survive recessions are the ones that can pivot when needed. Pay attention to shifts in your industry, listen to the customer needs, and be willing to adjust your offerings. Ask yourself these questions. Are there any new problems in the market that I can solve? Can I repackage or reposition my services to be more relevant? Do I need to shift my pricing or marketing strategy? The key is staying adaptable. Staying adaptable ensures you don't get left behind when circumstances change. And I said when, because they will change. It is not an if. Circumstances will change, whether big or small. You don't want to get left behind. Another way to recession-proof your business is by investing in what is working. Instead of spreading yourself thin, focus on what's already bringing in results. Which marketing channels are driving the most leads? Which products or services are most profitable? Where is your best return on investment? Double down on these strategies that work and cut back on those that don't. And lastly, take care of yourself. This is a recurring theme. Self-care is very important when you're running a business yourself. Whether you're a solopreneur doing everything yourself, or if you have a few, whether you have a few employees, you need to take care of yourself. Running a business during uncertain times can be stressful, but resilience starts with you. Maintain a healthy work-life balance. Connect with other entrepreneurs who understand the challenges, and keep learning and adapting so that you're always ahead of the curve. Recessions don't have to mean disaster for your business. And if someone says that to you, turn a deaf ear, because that's just negativity. Don't be afraid. Recessions will happen regardless of the year or times. By strengthening your cash flow, diversifying your revenue, building strong customer relationships, staying adaptable, and investing wisely, you can not only survive, but you can thrive through economic uncertainty. Well, that's all for now, guys. That's all I have. Thanks for tuning in. Connect with me on Instagram and YouTube at V2B Roadmap. That's Victor to Bravo Roadmap. I'd love to hear how you're preparing your business for the future. I'll see you next time.